Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's over, over. Nothing left to do, you know that it's over, over. I need space, let me decide. Where to go from here before I lose my mind? We both know it's for the best. So then I'm counting on the sun that's gonna shine. Till then the darkest clouds stay over me and I'm torn apart. That you're so over me, I'm so over you, not even. I've left before and do the same. This time it feels as if the end is here again. I know the truth, so let me cry. Take half the blame for what's become of you and I. So here's my heart so broken because of you, and I don't know why I'm so in love with you, and it's tearing me apart. That I would never know at all if I'd have never made this call. She began to tell me all the things you don't, like how y'all still together and leaving you she won't. How am I supposed to deal when pain is all I feel? This is all too real. I'll get out your way, boy. I could be strong, but this situation makes me hate the fact that we can't get along. I'm supposed to be the one for you, and you're my number one, until you're my forever. We're done. You know it.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I have my co-host on the line, Andre Ziegler. Good evening, y'all. How are y'all doing?
Hey, 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 hey. How's it going, good people?
Chill, 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 chill.
All right. I'm holding on by a string.
Girl. But... Also, yeah. You got going on. You need to be somewhere asleep.
I was asleep until about 9:45. Then I got it. But yeah, I'm here. I'm functioning a little bit. So this will not be a alcohol infused conversation because I don't know what my body is. So this is going to be a sober talk. but I probably will cuss, though. I probably will. But, yeah, that's, yeah. I'm holding on. Mm-hmm. But, so tonight's song was brought to us by Marsha Ambrosius, the breakup song. And for, that one particular song just, you know, it's certain things in that song that makes me be like, you know what? At that very end point when she was like, until you're my fiat forever, we're done. Like, it's okay to say that it's over. It's okay. It's all
right.
Right. Like, so I'm okay.
That was very fitting.
Yep. That was another song Drake told me to get, but I don't have it on my laptop, so that just was not going to happen.
Yeah, that song you should have played
That's how people really be feeling.
Yeah,
Madea, okay. You probably heard it. You remember this, the little white dude that had that song, I Don't Want You Back?
You know what? I think I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, fuck all this shit. You dirty.
Yes, he went in. Yes, he went
mad
in on that girl. Like, he was real mad. He was angry about that breakup. He was like, he was about to out. He was about to get her. Like, that's one of those things where, you know, if it's don't step to me no more. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm coming for your ass. Cause you
for
ain't
real.
You know, that's what he said. He made it be some kind of way. Yeah, that was like, woo. Yeah, I remember that song. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeedy.
Funny. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about breakups and the good, the bad, the ugly, the just breakups, period. Breakups are stupid. But, you know, they happen. Oh, this looks like this is pulling. I might do that tomorrow. Oh, I'm sidetracked. I'm sorry. But, so what is the best way to break up with somebody, you would think?
I think that the best way to actually break up is to have a conversation. I mean, as difficult as that conversation may be, it has to be had. You know what I mean? You just have to be honest about how, because obviously something happened to get you to the point where breaking up is an option. You know what I mean? And so you got to have that conversation. It's an awkward conversation. It's probably a hurtful conversation. But, I mean, if I would prefer, if somebody had to break up with me, I would prefer for them to do it face-to-face. Let's have a conversation about what happened. Because you don't want to leave the other person unsure about what the hell they did wrong or, you know, what happened. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people just be like, oh, it's over. Send a text message or some stupid shit like that or an email. You know what I mean? And it's just like, really? That you know, and it's just especially depending on the amount of time that you've been with the person. Because I ain't going to waste like 3-4 years of my life on your motherfucking ass and then you automatically just tell me you want to send me a text message talking about it's over. No, I need you to give me a reason why the fuck it's over. You need to tell me the truth of what happened so that I can process it for myself. But the society we live in, people break up on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. By text message, by email. It's just, it's text.
Yeah, I got it.
Inbox. DM. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Just be honest and talk about it. Have an adult conversation, you know what I'm saying? Because for whatever reason, it just didn't work. You know? That's how people walking around bitter because they were broke up and they broke up with it. They don't have no explanation as to why. You know, it's just like, it's over. Damn, well, what did I do? We were just laying up 2 nights before, so what happens to make it be over now? You know what I mean?
My opinion. I'm gonna get drunk.
Well, I got dumped over the phone by a text message, and the mess up part was I had just posted this dope ass poem I wrote on her wall, and then she gonna say she texted me. She was like, "No, she called first, and she said I'm gonna call you back." I said, "Okay." I'm sitting there cooking. She's supposed to be on her way down here. I'm sitting there cooking my little spaghetti meal that she likes. You know what I'm saying? Had the little wine popping. No sooner she hung up, like it was like in a matter of two minutes. I felt like she was writing it while she was talking to me on the phone, but she just didn't want to say it over the phone, or she didn't want to meet me face to face. She texted me and she was like, "I like the poem and everything, but I think we need to break up. I'm going to talk to you later." And I was like,
oh,
no,
damn.
Fuck? I was mad as shit. And then I got to thinking about it. I was like, you know what? It is what it is. Fuck it. Cook my spaghetti. Called the five piece.
ate my spaghetti and drunk my wine. Right? It is what it is.
Yep. That was, 2013,
something like that. I don't know.
Dang.
Something like that. I was mad as shit. And then she gonna talk
I
about why.
I bet she was.
Yeah, because she gonna say, why you say that on Facebook talking about you finally free? I was like, man, because it wasn't working either way it goes. And you was full of shit anyway, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But ain't that funny how people that do that kind of stuff, like, they be shady about how they break up with you and do stuff that they shouldn't do? They want to try to play the victim after the fact. Why did you say all that stuff?
And the funny part
is,
he still calls me.
Her number will be blocked.
You know what? With me, I think people force my breakup. Like, you have to do something for me to say, you know what, this right here, this ain't working. And I usually don't have to even think about it. Like, if it's just certain things I don't tolerate, so we have to part ways. Like, I don't take you disrespecting me, like, doing stupid shit. At all times, you are a reflection of me. If you out here doing stupid shit, we just not gonna do this. Like, prime example, the last person I had to, like, show out on, like, really bad, and it really hurt me that I had to show out on this person because I really like them. Like, I legit ass like them. I liked your kids. It was legit, right? But just certain things I started to notice, like, why you block me on Instagram? Why aren't we friends on Facebook anymore? So me being the smart I am, not necessarily investigating. So I'm just saying, go to your other page, because y'all know I got two pages. Go to your other page and see if that name is blocked. And that name was not blocked. And you all hooked up with some old eggnail. And she's talking about, I found the love of my life. Oh, nigga, we done. Like, just understand.
Okay.
And mind it, I'm talking to you on the phone while I'm looking at this. So I promptly went into, no, we done. Like, we on some shit like, fuck you, and yeah.
No, you just on, that's just.
Like, somebody should have told you that I don't play them type of games. I don't do that. So that means you out here embarrassing me. That's one thing you is not going to do.
Right.
So, you know, I promptly let that go. Like, it was quick. It was on the phone too. Like, we was on the phone having a conversation. And it just first the conversation was cool. Then when I said, you know what, this don't make sense, and I started putting all that two and two together, and I'm really smart because I got four real quick. And I was like, they don't even add up. They don't even look like. I don't know who you thought this was going to look like to. And then tried to say, well, you were doing such and such. You a lie. I said, you're just trying to make yourself feel better. And then when you try to put it on me to say I was doing X, Y, Z, no, you assumed that I was doing X, Y, Z. You thought that because I sent somebody to you to get a car, you thought I was screwing him? No, that's not how my cookie works. That's not how it works. No. And then to add insult to injury, that person took their wife with them. So you really thought I was fucking a married man. You have lost your mind.
Yeah, that's a whole.
And you thought I mean, and talk that with his whole heart. No, you dummy. That's why you continue to suffer. That's why she still ain't got no goddamn edges. And she just never won and never prosper. What?
Oh, shit. I can't even deal with you tonight. I can't.
Come on now.
Issues with roundness and ample. I think you just need something to add. Like, that's the only way you get an edge is because she was square.
I get it.
They
I
need
get
corners.
It.
They need corners to intersect or something. Because I don't get it. Like,
that was the only way she was gonna have edges. That was the only way.
Well, okay.
I get it. Look at me.
They like it.
I'm
love
feeling
it.
Like. Look at me feeling like dirt and figuring shit out. Look at me. But anyway, so one question I had on Facebook page today is that, wait a minute, I don't forgot my question, I gotta go back and look. What was your last breakup like? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it ugly? What was it? Okay. And y'all already talked about that. Jason says it was disappointing. He said that he became ill and she couldn't deal with it, so they parted ways. Now that he is well, she wants to reconcile. He says, nope, can't do it, not going to do it. Nope, ain't going to happen. Thomas gave us a gold thumbs down. I happen to know that particular story, but I'm not going to share it. But that situation was just stupid. Janine says it started out bad, real bad. His only hold on me was his daughter because I practically raised her for 2 years by myself while he was on the road, and he threatened to take her away from me, although she loved me to death. He was a complete ass, and that breakup was needed. I don't like it when people try to put kids in the middle of a breakup. Like I said about Jude, like, I liked his kids. Like, his youngest, she was attached to me. That was my little buddy. You know? And so it's hard to not be able to listen to her or talk about her day. Because I used to, you know, when we would talk, I was like, you know, tell me about your day. And she would tell me about her day and everything. And she was a very smart little girl. So it's like, okay. So now I don't even, like, now we don't even talk. Like, he'll text me randomly out the blue some bullshit. Like, hey, I thought I saw your truck. Are you down here? At like 2:30 in the morning. Now you know good goddamn well I'm asleep. And if I'm in these streets, you ain't gonna know it, cause you don't be in the streets with me. So why would you think I would be in your city? I'm the type of person like this. If you live in a particular city and we break up, I'm not coming to your city for a little while, because with my luck, I'm going to see you, and it's going to be a misunderstanding when I see you, because I'm not ready to see your face yet. So I'm not going to come to your city for a while. When a guy that I was seeing was living in Charlotte, I didn't go to Charlotte for like 2 years, and my best friends live in Charlotte. I didn't go for like 2 years. I didn't go until I had confirmation that he had moved away. Now, what did they do?
Yeah.
I ain't been to Atlanta. Look, I went to Atlanta like 2 years ago. Like 2 years ago. And that was the first time I had been to Atlanta in like 6 years. Because I have an ex that lives there. So, yeah. And I've added another list, one place. I've added another place to my list most recently that I won't be traveling to for a little while. And I wanted to travel there this weekend, but I won't be traveling there because my best friend had a dream that I shot somebody, so therefore we ain't going.
Yeah.
Dre, why
you laughing?
I'm just laughing. I'm thinking Bruno Mars in my head.
But it's just, I just don't go to him.
I don't go to him.
My luck would be as big as your city is, somewhere you will find me in that, need the needle in that haystack.
Right.
You'll find me. And I'd be like, oh, why, Jesus, why? Why must I face you at this point? Because I don't feel like being an adult right now. I'm trying to be in my, I want to be in my feelings. I don't want to be the bigger person. I want to be mean to you and treat you badly. It's that ugly thing. That's what I want to do, but I can't, so I'm not. I don't put myself in that position.
Some people deserve for you to be mean to them. That's how I look at it. You don't deserve the dignity of being nice.
My mean is different. I go for your jugular, honey. My mean is weird. And it's terrible. My mean, that's why I try to let my mean girl sleep. That's why I said the other night, I said they just will not let my petty sleep. They won't let her sleep. I just want her to sleep because she's in a long slumber. Let her be. You know, they just continue to poke up. And see, y'all see, I ain't been petty lately, except for today. I was a little petty. Said, don't talk to me crazy unless your weave is blended. Don't talk to me crazy.
Wow.
You better check that before you try to talk to me. Like, you ain't got good sense. Because I'm going to be like, excuse me, first of all, your weed is not blended. So, yeah. Okay.
Y'all, excuse me. I got to return this text message to my mom.
I just want to say breakups are especially hard when there are children involved because kids are innocent and they don't have to. It's sad that they sometimes get caught up in adult foolishness. It's really hard.
Okay, I got one for you. What if you dating somebody and they keep trying to get you to spend time with their kid, but you don't want to? Because you know how the other parent feels about it.
What do you mean, the absent parent?
Yeah. Because I was dating the chick I was getting ready to marry. I had been in her son's life since he was in a car seat, since he, like, 2 days after she had him. And she came, started working with us or whatever, and I used to, like, we were, like, real close friends. And we used to close McDonald's together, whatever. So while she's doing her part, I'll be sitting out there waiting, and I'll be sitting there playing with him. And the dude, little boy, called me daddy and everything. He still called me daddy. He's grown right now. So she used to tell me, take him with you when you go to your homeboy's house. But basically, she wanted me to do it because she know if I take him with me, I can't do nothing up there, and he's going to come back and report. She thought I was stupid. And then she was trying to get me to take him to go get a haircut. She's like, take him to go get a haircut? I'm like, no, because why go get my haircut at? I know your baby father is in there when I go every time I go. He always sitting there mean mug. So if I show up with your son getting my haircut, something that he's supposed to be doing, I'm going to have to hurt him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then me and him wind up getting into it or whatever. So it was like after we had broke up or whatever, and I stopped over there because I seen the little boy sitting out there in the yard or whatever, and her sister had just had a baby. So I was going in there to see the little baby or whatever. And because I seen her sister at the store, she told me to come by and see the baby. She was living with her sister then. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll come by and see the baby. I didn't know he was in there. So he was in the back room laid up with her. You know what I'm saying? But to get the catch, she went back to the baby daddy, and knowing that this dude was a well-known crack smoker and was stealing meat out the grocery store. you gonna cheat on me to go back to this dude? Like, really? And then I go, you know what I'm saying, pay my respects to the baby. I'm coming out the house. So he comes out trying to be big and bad because he had a little height on me or whatever. And so it's like a little hill to get to my car. You know what I'm saying? Because the dude, he was like 6'6", 6'5". So I'm going walking down the hill to my car. He comes stumbling down the hill trying to dang on foot, trying to follow behind me. And I seen him get ready to swing. I could see his shadow. So he swung, I moved, and my door was open. His arm fell in between my car door, and the first thing I thought about was LL Cool J and then going in too deep. I kicked the shit out of my dog, broke his damn arm, and I beat the shit out of him up in there. Then after that, I thought I beat him up, broke his arm or whatever. I pulls off. I'm chilling. I'm coming back to Greensboro. 2 weeks later, this heifer going to have the nerve to call me and ask me, can I come pick them up at the Coliseum because her car got towed.
Oh, it was her. I remember that.
And I'm like, man, oh, my God. Are you serious? I'll jump the curb run over all y'all. And that's why I understand what you talk about with the kids involved in things. Like, the last two chicks that I had talked to before my previous breakup, they didn't want me to get close to the kids. So they're like, wait till my kids is asleep or whatever. I'm like, okay. Okay. I'll wait till the kids are asleep or whatever. So when I go over there, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's going to be all sleepy and tired. I'm like, man, I can't deal with you. I'm like, man, why you just can't let me talk to the kids? Like, you know what I'm saying? They at the age where they understand that you're not with their daddy. You know what I'm saying? You got two different baby dads. Don't now one don't come around. So why can't I just, you know what I'm saying, just come? And I don't want them to think my mama's, their mama's like that. Like, what? Is something you trying to tell?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. And then this, another situation is, like, I don't like the ones that sit there and they be like, well, if you can't provide for me and my child, ain't no need to talk. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just met you. So how would I look like, you know what I'm saying, coming in and buying diapers and milk and taking your kid to do this, that, and the third? That's your job and the dad's job, not mine. Don't force that responsibility on me.
Right. Not in the beginning,
like,
anyway.
What's your girl, Dashiki? It don't be a minute for drinking gin and juice in the hood. What did you say? Are you my daddy? Fuck no.
I
think that's why I'm attracted to mostly older women now. The ones that be like, my kids are grown. I come in. They were like, hey, what's up? Like, what up, Nick? No, my business going in the back. Heck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
But it's some that like, you can talk to them, whatever, and then you be like, well, look, I want to take you and your kid out to dinner or whatever. And some of them, they're like that. You know what I'm saying? That's like a term. Like, you got respect for her and her child. You ain't just trying to come over there and be the gutsy and leave. You know, some niggas, they'll be like, they'll send you their text around 8. What you doing? Nothing with the kids. Well, text you later when you put them to sleep. Because all they want to do is come over and fuck and then leave. And that, I think that's wrong. I feel like if you're going to date somebody with kids, you need to, you know what I'm saying, go over at a reasonable time. Pop up over there, motherfucker, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they doing their homework.
Yeah. And I think it just really depends on, like, the level of the relationship. If you know you're going to take it to another level where it's serious, then you have to kind of work the kids into the mix. You know what I mean? Because, of course, you don't want to just bring any and everybody around them, you know what I'm saying, some random-ass person, you know, but I think that's up to the woman to decide when it's an appropriate time for that conversation to happen with the kids involved. You know what I mean? Because, of course, if you're going to be a part of my life, then my kids are a part of my life. So, you know, you have to be able to adapt to that situation. You know what I mean? Because you want to, you know, I always want to fill out people to make sure that they're about the right. You know what I mean? Because sometimes it's weird, but kids kind of sometimes sense things, you know what I mean, about people. You know what I mean? If somebody's shady, kids almost kind of know, you know what I mean, if a person is shady. Like, they are standoffish and like,
and
I don't really want to deal with this person.
People act like kids don't know. Kids, they can read a fucking a person, man. They can tell if you in the, and you ain't about that, and all you want to do is use their mama. They can tell. And I don't understand, like, if a parent, if your kid comes to you and be like, "Mom, I don't like him, I don't trust him, whatever, whatever," and then you be like, "Shut up. You don't know that, you don't know that," and then turn around, the little kid was right.
Yep.
That's exactly
every day, unfortunately.
That happened to me and my stepdad. I couldn't stand that motherfucker before. I hated this one with a passion. And then I kept telling mom, don't talk to him. What you do? Married him. What happened? Divorce. He wasn't shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I always ask my kids what they think.
Yeah, you know, just like you got to. That's like they're gonna be a part of your relationship too, because people don't realize when you get mad at your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever, you get mad at the kids. They ain't got shit to do with it. Like, say for if I had a little boy, and then she done pissed me off or whatever, and got me all mad, and I'm mad and angry. Then he asked me a little question, and I'm snapping at him.
Yep, that's true.
You mean anyway, right? I say you mean anyway.
I'm not mean. I mean to a certain extent. I'm petty as fuck. I'm just like you. I can't help it. We fucking twins. And damn, my thing is this: if you cross me, we is going down.
I feel
you
there. That's the truth.
Yeah, because I don't like to be double crossed, and I know when I get, like, I can tell when I'm being fucking lied to. I'm at the age now, I done been done wrong so many times, I can fucking tell when something ain't right. Because if I ask you one simple question, and then you start acting stupid, and then you beating around the bush all the time, I know what's up. It's another nigga in the picture. Like, I'm asking you every damn day, when you gonna come kill? I ain't got time. I gotta do this, that, and the third. Then I see your ass in the mall. And you with another dude, but all of a sudden you got time, and then you claim that that's your best friend. You got time to chill with him, but you ain't got time to chill with me. And then you make these damn posts. I really can use a massage, and then I comment on it, and then you damn delete the damn post.
Yeah, that's shady.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't even really comment on it. I just put up the LL Cool J face. The little mean motherfucker. I know she's fucking lying. And then that's when I commented on it. All of a sudden, I go back to see what she said. It disappeared. Everybody's like, man, some people need to grow the fuck up. You got to realize, man, it's damn 2016. Niggas already keeping it hot with you anyway. Motherfuckers nowadays, they savages. You remember back in the day, you'd be in a relationship, you'd be like, you know, I don't even want to talk about it, just forget it. Nowadays, motherfuckers, like you said, they go on Facebook, Twitter, put your ass on blast, put the text pictures, the texts, and the pictures that you done send them, and every damn thing, all that shit on there. And you sitting there with the damn Price is Right damn face, boom, 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 wham. Fucking losers. Because some people, man, they take that shit serious, man. So it's like you playing them, and you keep stringing them the fuck along. That shit is irritating. Like, I got a couple of chicks that'll be like, why you in a relationship with her? why you with this person? Why you with that person? And then, you know, as soon as you break up with the person, you be trying to, they ain't going to talk to them. Well, I see that you was all concerned or whatever. We ain't with that person, and I think we should try to stay. Nah, I'm good. I'm just going to stay by myself. And then, as soon as you get in another relationship, you start talking to somebody else, and then you damn go on there, and then you see you post up all the time with that person. They get damn mad, and they want to damn talk to you. I think it was your little big head girlfriend. That's a word y'all girls use. I seen you with the big head girlfriend. What's the other shit? I seen you with your little girlfriend. She's either gonna be little or big head or ugly. Yeah.
Or I guess y'all look kind. Oh, I guess y'all look kind of cute.
Yeah.
Y'all look kind of cute. Oh, we look kind of cute. Bitch, you just mad because it ain't you in the picture. Sit your punk ass down somewhere, you little ratchet ass hoe. I know I got to know that. Not today.
Yep.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
I gotta defend my little ride and die partner on the other end. Damn Robin. Every time I turn around, me and Robin, we chilling at the day party and shit. You sure did get in another relationship right quick. I bet you been on my Facebook page for them 7 years. You know that's my best friend. Shut the fuck up. That is fucking Jamie. Y'all don't know who the fuck y'all. Everybody know who the fuck she is. They know who she is. Why the hell y'all keep saying that's my girl?
That's because the females that you attract are low budget. And they don't know how to act. Roll them scallywags back and get you a new fucking roster.
That shit crazy. And half the time it won't even be. If you, like, I don't like to surprise people that come out of left field and say they like. I had my eye on you for a long time. But I see you got somebody like, bitch, every time I post a picture, it's either going to say me and the best friend or me and the crew. Until that shit say me and bae or me and my boo or better yet, Biggie, me and my bitch. If you really say some shit like that, shut the fuck up and just like the picture. if you got a crush on me, don't damn wait until the last minute to tell me. I hate that shit. If you feeling me or like me or whatever, want to get to know me, motherfucker, you better get on the train, because when I move out and hit this damn Powerball, it's a white one, but I don't want to hear that shit. Me and Becky or
I can't
Susan,
deal with you.
Or Christy, whatever her damn name is, we going to be fine.
You and Rebecca.
I can't stand it. That's like, and then it's getting so... That shit is, like, the worst, because it seems like no sooner. Like, I can go on Facebook right now, and I can change my damn relationship status, say, in a relationship. I guarantee you I have over 15 messages in my damn inbox before fucking damn 12 o'clock.
Do it.
I didn't know you were single. I didn't this. I didn't that. Like, bitch, what the fuck?
I think you should test that theory.
No,
yeah,
I didn't do
right
it
now.
Time before. I done this
here,
shit.
Look, you can use me. Because nobody know me. You can use me.
Hell no. Then I can nail and I got to deal with all that bullshit. I didn't even know you were single. I ain't even there. Like, you know, getting damn well if you're getting hated on from a damn cartoon that you done created. You know what they're going to do if you change your relationship status and you put a real person beside that. Like, why you mad because I'm dating a cartoon person? Like, really? I can't even have a cartoon girlfriend?
I'm telling you.
That shit took the cake right there. And then I think the funniest one I got inboxed on, though, was like, how'd your best friend meet your dang on your imaginary girlfriend? I ain't even met your best friend. Like, bitch.
We
Nathan. What the fuck?
Oh, God. They don't want to meet me. I need them to stop wanting to try to meet me. I don't want them to meet me because when they meet me, it's another problem. I don't want them to. Because they be like the first initial meeting, be like, oh, hey, girl, and da-da-da. They give me that fake stuff. I don't really work well with that. And so then I have to now be around them because I'm going to hang with my best friend, like, just because he's in a relationship, like, they're still my best friend, like, at the end of the day. So you're either going to have to deal with the fact that I'm going to be around or whatever. So, and it's not even like I'm around all the time, okay? So
right.
It becomes a problem, like, oh, why you with her? Listen, I was here before you. I'm going to be here after you. Look at her. I don't want your man. I am the least of your worries. The very least. Matter of fact, you better be thankful I'm around because I'm the one who's like, ho, back up. Because I'm not
right.
going to let him do you wrong.
You should be thanking me. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Not you wrong because I am a woman and I know how it feels to be done wrong by somebody, so I'm not going to let him do you wrong. I'm going to make sure he takes care of you and everything else. But you, on the other hand, don't like me for whatever reason because today is Friday. Bitch, I'm used to people not fucking liking me. I'm used to them not liking me on Tuesday. What more can you do?
Right. Get in line with the rest of them. Take a seat. Have several seats, bitch. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
So,
mm-hmm.
And then the ones who I am nice to or whatnot, they playing games on their own. And that's why I'm telling him, like, as his friend, leave him alone. Because they're not wanting to do the things that you're wanting to do. Leave it alone. Because they playing. When they see you out doing X, Y, Z with another chick, they going to be mad. So what? You had your opportunity. You passed it up. Two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. So.
Well, I second that.
You, just like for me, I'm dating. If I'm dating someone, they know off the gate, like, my best friend is a guy. Ain't nothing wrong with it. No, nothing. And the dude don't. I've never seen another dude have a problem with him. I've never had an issue. Never. I don't know what's wrong with these insecure hoes. I don't know. I don't want your man. Get away. Got shit about five of my own to worry about. Leave me alone.
Again, I say have several seats, LaQuisha.
And it's so funny, it was one time he had to tell the girl, like, girl, that girl is talking to another dude. What are you talking about? Like, she got a dude. Like, what is wrong with you? And it's like, what? Okay, so this is a real life sidebar right now, okay? I need for people not to try to check my mileage on my shit. Because,
well, damn.
I'm sorry, that job, it triggered a thought, and this is the reason why there was no free advice Friday, because it was going to be ugly, so therefore I just decided just not to say anything. But that last thought I just had triggered this thought. Please do not try to check the mileage on my shit. Please ask of me not to ask anyone what I am doing because it's none of your business.
Right? But come to the source. That's how I feel. Come to the source.
The thing was that person is a source that you ask, but they know me well enough to know that I don't rock with you like that, so you don't need to know the business. So I just need for people to mind their own business, stay in your lane, drink some water, lemonade, tea, wine, whatever you choose to drink today to rehydrate, and stay in your motherfucking lane. Because if you come into this lane, it's not going to be pretty, and I don't feel well.
And I'm not a nice person when I don't feel well. I'm not nice at all. I'm honey. That's why I've stayed in the house for the last 4 days. Because if I would have gone outside, it would have been ugly. Yesterday I didn't go outside. I went to go run one errand. I went and did that and came right back home. I didn't have to deal with the public at all.
I'm literally sitting here chomping on my popcorn because this is, like, interesting.
Like, I don't, like, I literally feel like my body is going to give out, and that's how tired and weak I am. So, it's like, I don't want to be irritated by nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this day, you person decided to go ask questions to somebody you don't need to be asking questions to.
Oh, that was fun.
And, like, why would you do that?
Don't you hate that, though?
Yeah, because hoes is not.
Why you just ain't come to the store? That's why I did my little rant last week.
Mm-hmm.
I said something about my ex calling, and then they going to go down and ask the wrong ex. Inboxing her and shit. Like, what the fuck? If you want to know who the fuck I'm talking about, call me and text me inboxing. I'll be glad
and
to.
And ask me.
And what I'm telling you, you ain't going to want to hear the rest of the story. I'm going to cut your ass out.
But why? But my thing is, why is it any of your business, though? Like, don't you have something else to do with your life? You worry about what
it's
I've been doing?
All you got to do is just like the damn post and comment. That's it. You ain't got to inbox nobody.
Oh, my thing.
You ain't even got to like that shit. Shit.
For me, for my person, you just assumed something and decided to ask it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the worst right there.
And I don't even put enough stuff out into the atmosphere for you to even think that. Don't check. What I want you to do is check the mileage on your shit, because my mileage is okay.
I got my maintenance under control.
You are all sticky as hell. Please back up away from me. And I don't discriminate about my cussing out either. I cuss out young, old, disabled, and everything, especially if I don't feel well. I don't discriminate. I am an equal opportunity cusser outer.
What?
What? I'm serious. I'm an equal opportunity cusser outer.
I think that's the best line I've heard. I am an equal opportunity cusser outer. I think that is. You get cussed out. Everybody gets cussed out.
Is it Oprah?
Well, if you put yourself in that position where you got to get cussed out, then you just get cussed out. You know, like that's the same thing. I don't discriminate on ass whoopings and cussing out. So I understand. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Another thing. I get this out of my chest.
Oh, damn. Here she go.
That's cold. I don't know why she has decided that she wants to follow me on Instagram. She's still sitting there in the, you know, waiting with the other people.
That bitch.
I don't know why he insists on following me on Instagram. Bitch, one, I don't like you. I don't like you. I'll tell you why I don't like you. Because you're a whore.
Mm-hmm.
You're a whore. You're a nasty whore. You're
oh,
a yellow looking whore. Like, I think that.
Oh, damn.
I don't like her. I don't care for her. I don't understand why she feels the need to be in my area, in my space. I'm already forced to deal with you because you want to be friends with one of my friends, and that bitch is stupid because I think that she is dumb for being friends with you anyway after the situation that happened. Like, I wouldn't want you to be my friend. Bitch, I would kick your ass every time I saw you. Like, that's how I feel. But for some reason, she wants to be friends with me on Instagram. No, bitch, sit there. Have a seat. So you will be in the waiting area, section 42, waiting just like everybody else.
Oh, I can't do this no more.
I'm home. Leave me alone. I just don't. I just don't know. I don't know why people this week. And this is why I said earlier this week, I feel like I'm being tested while I'm sick. And they're just throwing all types of stuff at me so I won't cuss people out. But as we know here and we have learned today, is that I am a what? An equal opportunity cuss
router.
Cuss
a router.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so let's get back to these breakups questions. So the next question was, what did you learn from your last breakup? What y'all learned from your last breakup?
That these hoes ain't loyal.
Not these hoes ain't loyal.
Jeez. That these hoes ain't loyal.
These hoes.
That's what I learned.
These hoes stay for everybody. These hoes stay for everybody.
They for everybody,
and they ain't loyal. Everybody. That's what I learned.
Is it everybody or everybody?
Everybody. These hoes. They for everybody. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They for everybody. Everybody. Yep, that's what I learned.
What you learned?
You can't turn a hoe into a husband. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
My saying goes, you can't turn a hoe into a house husband.
Well, house husband, husband, hoe, same thing. You just can't. Hoes will be hoes. Even Charlie, he'll be a hoe too. Just gotta let hoes be hoes. You can't change hoes.
Oh, that's what I learned. Okay.
Wow.
what you learned, Dre?
I really don't know. It's like
you ain't learned no yet.
I learned that it's hard to break up with somebody that you really wanted to work with, but once you start seeing 10 things pop off, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to let go, but you know you got to let go. And sometimes, like, I be missing the hell out of it sometimes, but I know.
You ain't learned nothing.
I know what was up. So I really haven't learned nothing.
Well, yes, and that's why, you know, being that you haven't learned anything, that's why stuff keeps happening. But anyway,
I learned. Don't go there. Because my worst two breakups, I learned a whole lot. And I cried over both of them helpers, and I ain't never cried over another female, ever. Only time I cried over the next woman I cried over, she's going to be my wife, she's going to be dead and gone.
Okay. All right.
Basically.
I learned from my last few breakups the things that I definitely do not want from the relationship that I have encountered after. I learned that, you know, if people show you they ain't shit, guess what they are? They ain't shit. If people feel like, you know, you're always, and also I need people to understand that when you break up with somebody, please don't expect them to still be in your corner on some shit. Like, you try to be their friend, and you try to be in their corner, but they keep doing fucked up shit, so you're just like, you know what, I don't even want to be your friend. Like, I don't even want to do that. So sometimes it's best to just let those relationships go to just be like, you know what, I got to get back to me. I also learned that my healing process is different than everybody else's healing process. So yeah, I learned some stuff.
That's why the next relationship I get into, it will be my last relationship, and he's going to get an awesome gift in the end. Yep. Because I am a gift. Oh, I wish I had some alcohol. This ginger ale is making me annoyed. Let's see what other people have learned from their past relationships. From their past breakup. Janine says that she learned to never shack up ever again and never to change who she is. I agree. You know what? It's been a long time since I've lived with a man, so I don't even know how my life would be. I don't know.
Me neither.
But I feel like people. I feel like people should live together before they get married. But I haven't lived with a man in a long time.
I mean, I know the Bible is saying that we shouldn't be, like, shacking and stuff. I know that they say that. But I think that how do you adequately, because I don't want to, like, get married to somebody and then understand that they ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Or they got nasty-ass habits and shit that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be a part of that. That ain't cool.
I got an example. It was this guy that I used to talk to a long time ago. He got married or whatever, and he was like, oh, you know, he was just so happy that, you know, he got married. And he come to find out that his wife didn't clean. But he was like, every time I go to her house was just clean, and it was just so awesomely clean. Come to find out, her mother was paying to have her house cleaned once a week. Like, she doesn't clean up, she doesn't cook, she doesn't do anything. So, that's something you should have known before you married her.
So
but you didn't,
right.
Because you want. Huh? What you say?
I said right.
No, I agree with what he said, because he sounded like he said something smart.
I didn't say nothing.
About to get this vest. Get your style on this back because I don't feel good. But yeah, I think that people should live together at least for a little while before getting married. That's just my opinion. I don't say that to, you know, for you to, you know, to do what I say, do what you feel need be, but that's just for me. We're not going to do this, oh, I'm moving in with you and we not get married. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're moving in, but we're already married and this is the first time.
This is not how this is going to work at all.
I think we deserve a sneak peek.
Yeah. I need to know that in the middle of the night you get up and stand in the kitchen naked or something and just stand in front of the refrigerator. I need to understand why you do it. It's okay. And just staying over the weekend doesn't mean you really got to know that person's living habits unless they like they really real. You know what I'm saying? But who knows? I'm hungry.
Me too.
Like, my stomach is just like, it's confused about life. Like, my body is tired and I want to eat, but it's not going to stay there. It's not going to stay there. Do you know I don't like it at Facebook that I should be friends with? I don't know.
I know they be booger bears. Do you be seeing them booger bears? I don't like the booger bears. Not at all. They scare me.
I don't know these people. I know that person. That's my cousin. I know her. But she's friends with me on my other page, so I don't need to be friends with her. Anyway. Trolls and hoes back. anything else y'all want to talk about tonight? We still got some time.
Let's just talk about people that's ugly but think they're cute.
I don't know. Let's not talk about ugly people. Because, the next one to bring up, like, a whole bunch of ugly, like,
okay, well, I'll be nice today. I won't say, we don't have to talk about that. I just want to say this. Let me just say that real quick. Like, have you ever seen somebody, like, that's on your Facebook and they like your Facebook friend or whatever, and they be posting shit, and you be like, what the fuck? Like, who made you, like, who convinced you that that was cute? Like, you know how some people just aren't photogenic? They just don't got it. It makes you feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes you feel you got to call in, girl. It makes you feel some kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, why is this person doing this? Like, I have this one particular Facebook friend, and I don't know who told her that some of the things that she does is cute, but it ain't cute. And I don't be wanting to see that. Like, I had to hide
that's
her because, like...
Right, that's when you don't allow her to be a part of your timeline.
I hit her because I couldn't deal with it. My eyes and the mental, you know, torment that I had to face after seeing some of the stuff that she posted, you know, she was little captions like, killing the game, you know, or I'm bad. A bad one for you, or whatever the case may be. I'm just like, no, you're not bad, baby. You need to, you need to go back to the drawing board because that right there ain't cute. And I don't know who told you that it was cute. Maybe it's that 20 other people that told you you had those, you know, those 15 people that told you that liked your little picture or whatever. They were just being generous at that point. I don't want to see that. That's not cute. You looking like Sugar Bear, Mrs. Puff and SpongeBob all crossed together, and you got your eyebrows penciled on, and I can see them cracks on the other side of your head. I'm going to need you to stop because ain't nobody told you to go get your hair done like that. Like, them tracks don't need to be shown. If you're going to wear weave and you're going to wear wigs, you need to make sure that stuff looks right. Do that to us. Don't distort my, you know, my vision like that. I can't deal with that. Like, the way my mind and my eyes are set up, I just don't have time for that. So that's my little, you know, my little spiel on that. And I won't say nothing else about people that's doing the most.
I would like to say that we all got one like that on our page. Mine is that, well, she don't never comb her hair. And it bothers my soul so bad that you don't ever comb your hair. Like, never? I mean, I understand team natural. You know, I am natural. But do y'all ever see me with my hair not combed?
Natural do not mean nappy. And that's where some people get it twisted. Just because you go natural, that do not mean that you don't have to comb your hair. You still have to perform maintenance on your hair. You cannot just wake up and roll out the bed with your whole side of your head smashed down and you don't want to fix it. Like, comb that shit, put some moisturizer in that shit, twist that shit up, do something because it's not supposed to look like that. And if you ain't going to be team natural and be team natural the right way, then your ass need to go ahead and get you a fucking perm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'll finish this shit. No, fuck that. We got to go.
Yeah, I agree. They does not need that. And I personally, and I just want to say, you know what, friend? Matter of fact, I want to suggest some products to you to put into your hair and make your hair look good. Matter of fact, if you want to stop by my house sometime and let me, you know, twist your hair real quick, and we'll see what it's like in the morning. But... You don't ever put no comb to your...
Mm,
not one comb.
need you to get that together. That ain't cool.
Not cool. Mm-hmm. That ain't cute. Like, I just don't understand. I'm sorry for yawning because I did take a sleeping pill so that I can sleep tonight because I can't sleep with this ailment. I did take a sleeping pill, and but it is
don't start that yawning because that yawning is contagious. I gotta be up.
I apologize.
I gotta be up at 5:30. Lord help me,
Jesus. But it's still even, but it's still early there, so you still have time.
Girl, it ain't early when you even have some drinks. When you got some drinks in your system, it make it seem like it's like 5 hours later than what it actually is.
I wish I had
even
wine in my system. God knows I do.
Oh.
Wish
I can't wait to be off these Saturdays. These Saturdays is about to be over come November 7th. I ain't going to be on no Saturdays no more, but I got to work an hour later. But I'd rather take an hour later than have to not work on Saturdays.
Oh, that's right.
The struggle is real having to get up on Saturday morning, especially after you just sipped up something, you know, because I got to be a little sippity-sip to kind of, you know, get it together, you know.
I used to work Saturdays. A long time ago, and I used to work every other Saturday, but still, it was the fact of the matter that I had to work the Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
But I would get off work. I would get off at 9 or 10 o'clock and have to be back at 8 a.m. So imagine that.
Ooh, girl. I know. I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't complain. I'm thankful I got a job. So
I definitely understand. What that is like, I'm sorry, I apologize again, y'all. Yeah. I got hoes. Okay, so this is like a sidebar, and in there it was, we've already talked about break. Well, this part of break, that's talking about divorce. So I know that you all have seen this information that is floating around the internet about Mary J. Blige and her husband getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this, and this is what me and my friend were talking about stuff like this at one day, and we were talking about how people don't know how to allow people to have, you, even though you're in a spotlight and you are a public figure or whatever, celebrity, you still have the option of having a private life. We should not know this shit about them going on in their divorce. Like, I feel like we shouldn't know. I think that is a private matter. We shouldn't know that he's trying to get $129,000 a month in spousal support and what he needs it for. Like, we shouldn't know that. It should be a very private matter. And that was something that he and I were discussing. Like, how is it that we can live this life, and I do what I do, and you do what you do, and still manage to have a private life. And he was like, it's very possible. That's why I think today, when that situation happened, it kind of pissed me off. Like, why are you trying to dive into my personal life?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that people need to just mind the business. That's what I'm trying to say. Mind the business.
Yeah. Keep it.
What? What y'all think about it?
I think that a lot of times it should be a situation where it should be a private thing, but I think because people sometimes, you know, put themselves in a position, because, you know, the thing about it is media, like the buzz, it makes you relevant sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes stuff is
I think sometimes celebrities kind of open up their business a little bit too much, you know? And so when something happens, whether it be good or bad, that stuff is, like, put out there front row and center. You know, I much rather, you know, look at the celebrity. I like the celebrities that are, you don't really know about things that's going on in their life. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that you have to tell everybody your business. Like, my thing is, how did this information get leaked? You know what I mean? Why is this something that's put out there in the limelight? You know what I mean? Whether it was him putting it out there to try to make her look bad, whatever the case may be, at the end of the day, they have control over what information can be told to other people. You know what I mean? And if you don't want all of that bull that comes along with posting these things and telling all your business, then you just need to keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff you just need to learn how to keep to yourself, because you already in the public eye because you're a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? You just have to, like, kind of have to be a little bit more mindful of the stuff that you do and the stuff that you say. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always somebody looking for a fucking story. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Paparazzi's everywhere. You know, but my thing is, keep yourself above reproach. Don't make it be a situation where it's like that. You know what I mean? Is she trying, you know, because the way I looked at it is she trying to make him look bad? You know, who leaked this information? Because how was that? That's not public knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It's not one of those things that's just like, oh, well, you know, you can go on any public record in whatever state you live in and find this information. No, somebody had to do the digging, and somebody had to put that shit out there. You know what I mean? Who did it? And why did you do it? What's the point? Are you trying to remain relevant?
Wow.
I'm like,
and then people, you know, they have all these opinions, and it's like, y'all already know how I feel about people and their opinions about how somebody else's relationship goes. If you're not in the relationship, mm-hmm. you're not in the business. And I think that's what a lot of issues come into some relationships and why some breakups happen. Because you allow other people to dictate what happens inside of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's always so funny because people try to find out what you're really doing. Like, why does it matter? Why are you, once again, here we go, why are you minding my business? You know? It's like, get your own business to that. Like, just keep around nobody else's front door until yours is closed.
Absolutely. And you got to be mindful because some people, you can't take everybody with you where you're going. You know what I mean? I think that's another problem. Some people just don't deserve to go where you're going. You got to sometimes, like, trim the fat and trim from their relationships, you know, and take them away, because everybody that you think mean you good don't necessarily mean you good. You know what I mean? You just have to learn how to pick and choose what information you're willing to share with what people. You know, because everybody don't have your best interest at heart.
I believe that. I definitely believe that. There's just some people I'm not going to give them information about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do it because your opinion doesn't matter. Like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, even when I learn by, you know, giving you an opportunity to kind of hang yourself, for me to see, oh, this is what I can't talk to you about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. When you're in the person enough rope, they'll hang themselves. Yep.
And it's like, okay, like, if you make a statement to something like, oh, that's crazy, why would you do that? So now you're judging a situation you know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
You've now made your own thought behind it, but it has nothing to do with you. Nothing at all.
Right.
But that's what they do. and, you know, that's what it looks like. That's just me. And I don't really like people. Yeah, I don't like people too much. Anyway. Give me a reason not to like you even more. Just about.
Right.
What else? Like, and I think that's why, even like I told you before, like, even if I get into a relationship, nobody is going to know that shit. Because it's just going to be me and that person in that relationship. Ain't nobody else got to know.
Some shit shouldn't be public knowledge.
Like, I'm going to do it one day. One day, I even told my best friend, Renata, I said, what you going to do if I pop up married one day? She was like, girl, we're going to have a reception and keep it moving. She got married, was it last week? Like, last Sunday or something. Nobody knew. She had a full-fledged wedding. She had a full-fledged wedding, and the only people who knew was her wedding party.
Man.
Who? Huh?
Who did it?
OJ, you don't know her. Somebody used to work with.
Wow.
She had a full planned out wedding. You hear what I tell you? And nobody knew except for the wedding party and their parents. When the people got the invite, they were told, do not tell nobody about this.
Dang.
So she only invited like a couple of people.
No, she had a full-fledged wedding. Full.
Well, damn.
Her bridal party.
And they were like, yeah,
yep.
Wow.
That's a, this type of shit I'm talking about. That's a little self-move type shit. This is what I'm going to do. But mouth of the South will probably tell it.
Who?
You.
No, it won't be me.
Yes, it would be.
Every time you would tell me, girl, I'm going to get married, I'm going to tell you, shut the hell up, because you know you're lying.
Okay. All right. You believe that in yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Say, shut the hell up. Wake me up the day you get married. I'm going to be asleep. Just wake me up and tell me to get dressed, because I ain't going to believe it. Y'all don't hear, but that's what.
Why don't you believe that one day I will be married?
Jay Reed, when you going to get married? Never worry.
Never worry?
Never worry, 1999. Never worry.
Never worry.
Yeah.
That's
never worry. Never worry, 2026, the 30th. It ain't even 30 days in February.
You stupid.
I am gonna get married, and whenever Wary shows
I'm gonna be like the original people do. I'm just gonna go to Vegas and get drunk and just marry the first person I see on site.
Right.
Oh Lord. Then wake up married as hell. Don't know what the fuck happened.
Yes, I understand.
Not doing it.
Who are you? We got married last night. The fuck?
Like, I don't know you.
Was I that drunk?
Right? I don't remember you.
How far are you from Vegas?
About 5 hours, 4.5, 5 hours.
Okay.
Not too far at all, honey.
I know that was random, but I was asking for a reason, but I'm not going to
feel the reason. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You could just text me that, honey.
I'm just gonna send out a mass text message and say I got married. Here's the video of it. Thank y'all for coming.
Damn.
You stupid for that one right there.
No, because you know you can get married, you know, on an island, and you can go just with your wedding party and whatnot, and you can stream your wedding for people who don't attend your wedding.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Here's the link to the video for the wedding if y'all want to watch.
You stream.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
That is exactly what I'm going to do. If you ain't get a specialized tape, then it wasn't none of your business.
Mm-hmm. True that.
But, yeah, this has been interesting. Like, Medisa has been the only one who's been drinking. The rest of us have been sober. Oh, Lord.
How y'all know I was drinking? Oh, I didn't remember I said that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's been a long week, long day.
Girl, oh, you damn it. I just want to be able to see you. Oh, God. Okay, so this is why I don't open emails from my favorite shop to shop in. Because I just saw a dress that I feel like I need, and I'm not okay, I'm closing this email. I'm closing that. I don't need that. I don't need that at all. All right, good people. So as we wind down into this 12 o'clock, we are going to see you all in 2 weeks because as I recuperate, I have to be 100% for next week because shenanigans start promptly Thursday when I wake up. I got to be 100% by then. So, yeah. So we'll see you all. At that time, we will put something out. Kayla will be able to join us at that time. But
All right, good night, good people. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
That's for my ailment.
Drake, you so petty. Come on, bye.
I can't deal with you. You're so petty.
I apologize for my ailment. I'm getting ready to go to bed. So you all had a good
feel
week.
Better, girl.
I will
you
try
too.
My best.
Feel
I just want to be able to eat solid food. I want a cheeseburger that I can't have. Like, that's what I want. So that's how I feel. But I'm not going to get a cheeseburger. I just want a piece of chicken or something. Like, I want some food. Like,
don't rush it, girl. Just wait. It'll come.
I'm hungry. I just want to have a solid.
Yes,
I will be fine. I'll probably be like about 5 pounds lighter.
Good God,
but yeah. So we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
All righty. Until next time, good people.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, Drake.
Bye, y'all.